Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back.
This sounds very hockey music.
This does sound like hockey music.
This intro, thank you very much.
Because they all, with all the hair, is it no shave? Are they not shaving?
I think some don't shave. Some don't shave. Some may just go with whatever they please.
Bob keeps it pretty. No, he's got a beard and hair all over.
He's got the long mane going on. He doesn't have much, not much facial hair. You know, can't relate to that. You know, got to be honest with you.
Did Bruce Koepka go in the locker room?
I don't think he went in the locker room. I think he was drinking in the suite with Kachuk's brother.
Okay.
So I don't think he was.
And he called, didn't he say Barkov had a traffic cone?
No, Ekblad.
No, Ekblad.
But they made up. They made up. Apparently they reached parties reached out between each other.
Hey. It's crazy because back in the day you could yell stuff like that and everybody would just get a chuckle out of it. Now everything is recorded.
Yep, pretty much. Everything is out there.
Because me and Kenny were, you know.
But he's a big Panthers fan, you know.
Yeah, but how about this? So me and Kenny would exchange season tickets every year, Kenny Lofton.
Yeah.
And one game, I was right behind third base, and I walked behind him, and I say, "Hey, Kenny, you're a fast guy. You think you can make some contact?" And he gave me the finger.
So you're heckling?
Yes. He gave me the finger, and then Albert looks up.
Oh,
he goes,
man.
"Really, dude?"
Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. This man is part of the run the Panthers are on right now. Really got, honestly cheated out of a great moment because of some stuck-up referee. But let's hop on into the Lamborghini. Ryan Lomberg joining us here on the show right now. Ryan, thanks so much for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great start, too.
Yeah, you guys kept me up for like three more hours. That one, I thought it was done.
Yeah, you got to think if you would have known it would have played out that way, they just would have allowed it a lot earlier.
Yeah, I didn't really understand why, because it looked like he got backed down by the Carolina's player. And then he called on him clipping the goalie. I'm like, did they even look at it and see he got pushed back there?
Yeah, it was close. I think, unfortunately, they made the right call. I mean, those things are so close.
Right.
You really never know how they're going to go. But I think they made the right call and thankful that.
How tired were you? Because I've never, like, I can't imagine. Like, did the shifts get shorter and shorter?
Oh yeah, for sure. It's like it was tough, no doubt. It's one of those things. Like if you keep them short, they're manageable. But you know, once you let one or two get away from it and you get stuck out there, then it's tough to recover. You kind of feel like you're, you know, breathing in dirty air.
I know you guys are giving like a lot of credit to the strength staff and stuff. What is going on in the midst of all these? You guys are playing the most intense. Everybody talks playoff hockey is the most intense. It's sudden death at that point. What is the breaks like to cool yourself down, recover, and then get back up to get to this intense moment to try and win a game?
Yeah, it's pretty much right now playoffs are fairly predictable. It's usually every other day. So, you know, game day, you're locked in. It's intense. And then, you know, the days off are all about recovery, getting the body right, getting your mind right. You know, you'll do a bit of video and you know, coach will have his meeting and kind of set the tone. But yeah, you know, game day is intense, and then off day is you know, the complete opposite. You kind of just try to get away and you know, get your recovery in and do whatever you got to do to be ready to dial it back up to 100 the next day.
But specifically in that four overtime game, Ryan, like when you guys, like I'm talking about like between you guys are playing this historic game. What the hell's going on from overtime to overtime? Like as the hours wane on.
Yeah, it's tough, no doubt, to be locked in for that long. You know, but I think you know, we did a great job. You know, our group in between periods, staying light. You know, just trying to enjoy it. You know, if you're sitting around thinking about how long it is, how tough it is, it's only going to get longer and tougher. So we're there trying to enjoy it as much as possible. Guys, we're keeping it light in the room. You know, in those moments, it's kind of the team that makes the first mistake, right? So if you stay locked in and you just, you know, do whatever you can to, you know, get the puck in, get the puck out, and you know, be in the right positions, you know, it's hard, but, you know, ultimately it's usually the team that lets up for 1 second is the costly mistake.
I'm like, wow, they got to be exhausted. Here, I wanted to ask you a question about this because, you know, the way the team was last year and the way that you're playing now, it took a while to get here. And it seems like everybody bought in right away. And that's really a weird thing to go from being a scoring team to a physical team. Right, that and across sports, that's the hardest move to make, and how was it? Because it took a while, but now you guys are all here, like, wow, this crap works.
Yeah, for sure. You said it. I think going back to last year, you know, it was a great year. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of success in the regular season. But you know, ultimately, I think we had to come to the realization that, you know, ultimately that wasn't going to win a Stanley Cup, that style of play. You know, so, you know, over the course of the season, we learned some hard lessons. You know, we had to really dig deep as a group and get hard and commit ourselves, you know, individually and as a group to, you know, playing the right way, you know, and committing ourselves to really playing that hard, honest style of play. And, you know, obviously now, at this time of the year, it's you know, just force a habit. You know, coach has been pounding us all year about, you know, being hard men. And you know, I think when, you know, we look around the locker room, you know, we're all tremendously proud, you know, to go to battle with the guys because we know we're going to show up and be hard, you know, for one another.
It is. That's probably, if I would have to say, that's one of the hardest things to do in sports, to go from almost like a run and shoot team to a physical, like, just real physical team. It's
Ryan, like, must like this, though, because he's an antagonist. You'll mix it up with people. You like badgering opponents. You must like this.
My style didn't change up too much.
Yeah, you must love this.
I had to buy in a little bit more. But, right. Yeah, for myself, I didn't have to change too much. But, you know, obviously to see some of our top dogs, you know, doing what it takes and just, you know, really committing to, you know, the team winning game. It just makes everybody want to do it more.
What is it like? Can you take us a little bit into more of that, Ryan? Like you do play, like you obviously play very physical. You play those mental games. You like talking on the ice and getting into guys and chirping at them. Like why is that such an effective part of your game to mess with your opponents a little bit, to get into that head? Like, do you feel like that's super effective in these games that are super tight?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's a tough game. I've had to learn my whole pro career, kind of navigating the line of what's too much and what's not enough. You know, so I still feel like, you know, there's some little lessons to be had. But, you know, ultimately, I think, you know, it helps bring me into the battle. And, you know, the same goes for my teammates. You know, when I'm, you know, beaking back and forth with an opponent and we're getting intense and getting after it, it kind of, you know, draws everybody in and make sure everybody's engaged. And they know, you know, we're in a battle because they hear it going on. So, you know, they're prepared.
You would take it, like, if there was a bar fight full of bikers, I would take Ryan Lomberg, Radko Gudas. You guys are coming out on top, yes?
Me and the Butcher, I mean, you got to think,
well,
yeah.
Come on. Like, wait, you can, like you come in with a name like the Butcher. Like, that.
Yeah,
that,
right?
Man, it's like, I'm not messing with that guy. His name is the Butcher.
Oh, man. And every time he throws a big hit, I just yell down, welcome to the Butcher Shop, baby.
Is off the ice? Is he a sensitive soul? Like, is Radko Gudas, like, hitting, kicking the feet up at home and listening to vinyls? Or is he just always on edge hitting a heavy bag?
No. He's a very interesting guy, the Butcher. You know, he's a family man. He's a great guy. He's one of those guys. It's like so cliche to say, but you hate playing against, but love having on your team. He's such a tremendous teammate. You know, he does all the things that, you know, people don't see. His leadership, his ability to bring a team together. You know, there's so many things that he does that you know, are so important to a team atmosphere.
Do you, you've been here for a while, Ryan, like, do you, that atmosphere yesterday, where does that rank? Like, the fans right now are on fire, the rats are raining. So just, like, what did it mean when you get out there and you feel that playoff atmosphere, a conference finals at FLA Live Arena? What did that feel like?
Yeah, it's top of the list for sure. You know, as the years go on and the games go on, I truly believe our fans are getting better and better. There's more and more of them, more rats being thrown on. You know, there were a bunch in Carolina there too, which was awesome to see. But yeah, you know, we're all tremendously thankful for our fans. I don't think they get nearly enough credit as they deserve, and hopefully, you know, we can kind of change that moving forward here.
Would you rank it Goosey's or Goosey's galore as far as how you felt yesterday?
Goosey's galore for sure. With the pom poms going, you know, it's so cool. You know, it's like you're in a video game, looking around. 20,000 people shaking their pom poms, light show going off.
Don't let
him talk about his experience, dude. If he got Goosey's galore, let Ryan Lomberg say he got Goosey's galore. He's a tough man.
Galore.
Yeah. Both options had Goosey's, so I, you know, you might as well go with the galore one.
I appreciate it. It's top notch right now. Before we get you out of here, Ryan, we got to talk about your goalie, Sergei Bobrovsky. Woo! The guy has had such a roller coaster career. I love this man. He's very, very interesting in how intense and how he prepares. But right now, dude's a brick wall. What can you say about what Sergei and how he's playing right now for you guys?
Yeah, it's, you know, you said it. He's playing amazing. I think, you know, people keep asking us, you know, about him and you know, what's changed. And I've been given the same honest answer. It's, you know, we knew he was capable of this all along. You know, we see his work ethic. You know, I've been with him for a few years now, and you know, there was no doubt that, you know, that this was going to happen. So you know, for him to put the work in and get the payoff he's getting, you know, for a team this time of year, you know, obviously very thankful to have him back there, but obviously as well very proud to have him as a teammate and you know, proud for himself.
Look, man, this is an incredible run. It's great to have you back healthy, and this is you know, continued health and success the rest of this run, Ryan. We really appreciate the time, man. Thank you so much.
Man, appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you guys very much. Right. Appreciate you guys. Okay.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.